Welcome back to 6 Weeks of Fitness. Leonard Viltz is a 13-year U.S. Army veteran who participated in Desert Storm. Leonard is also a past member of the Louisiana Army National Guard. He holds an associate's degree in electronics from Southern Technical College, and he is the owner of TenacityShop.com, which sells motivational health and wellness clothing and mouse pads. I am pleased to have Leonard on our program. Leonard, how are you?
Pretty good, man.
Hey, how's the weather in Louisiana?
It's raining right now. It's about 60 degrees.
Oh, man. Well, that's not bad, though. I'd rather the rain than the snow, you know, Leonard?
Yeah, I understand that.
Now, before we talk about your online company, TenacityShop.com, let's talk about you. You are a U.S. Army veteran with 13 years of service. And from one vet to another, man, I want to thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome, man.
Now, what was your job, your MOS, in the military?
Well, I was a generator mechanic at first. Done that for about 6 years. And then I wanted to get promoted, so I transferred over to Stinger Missile Team Chief because I'm a big fan of jets and planes, and I pretty much knew about 80% of the jets when I did the test to get certified on my MOS. So that's what it was.
Wow. Now, I did a total of 5 years in the Navy. I was assigned to an air squadron, and I traveled a lot. So, you know, I kind of enjoyed my time there. But, you know, I was discharged well before Desert Storm and didn't have to see any combat. So what was your experience like in the Army?
Well, I didn't see any combat because the momentum went so fast. What it was, we got activated. We went to Fort Hood, and we held down Fort Hood while the Fort Hood guys went to California, and we were going to do the rotation. And we kept watching CNN. They said, well, the Marines are in. They just keep going. They're not going to stop. So it changed the plan for what we were going to do. So since they just kept going through and they took care of the mission so fast, they said, you know, we're just going to send y'all back to Fort Polk, and we're just going to be mobilized in about 6 months later.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have—
I didn't have to go because it went so fast. I mean, they just went in, they took care of business, and they didn't need backup, so—
Yes. Okay. So that's a blessing, though. You didn't have to go. That's great, man.
Yeah.
But listen, since you did 13 years, did you think about doing an additional 7 to get your 20 years and retiring?
No, because I've seen some other action going on in the Middle East. So you know what? I don't want any part of that, to be honest. I'm gonna go ahead and get out. This is the honest truth. This is what I've seen. I said, man, they got a lot of all kind of things going on, and I watched the news and I watched the trends. I said, man, this doesn't look good. So I said, you know what? I said, I'm done. And that was it. That's kind of how it happened.
Sorry, tell us about your family.
Okay, I'm married. My anniversary was this past Tuesday, 19 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And I have two girls, one 12 and one 7.
Nice, nice, nice. Did you meet your wife in the military?
No, I met her in high school.
You met her in high school?
Yeah, my sister introduced me to her.
Wow, high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a love story, bro. that is cool. Let's talk about health now, Leonard. I understand something happened in your life in 2007 that was a wake-up call for you. Tell my listeners about that.
Yeah, I got a back injury. I got hurt offshore. I was working in the off field, and I my back got damaged and also got some SI joint problems.
Wow.
I thought I was healthy because I was a high school track star. You know, I said, I'm eating well. I'm feeling good. You know, everything is fine.
Yes.
I get to the rehab, and the lady said, well, you're back. You know, you need to rehab. Everything has to get in order. Well, you need to get on a diet. I said, for what? I'm healthy. You know, I'm a track star. You know, I know everything, you know.
Exactly.
The lady was smaller than me, you know, about maybe 160, 150 pounds. And she said, you know, your back is weak, your legs are weak, your stomach is bulging. And I was like, no, that's no way. She said, well, I'm going to tell you what. You're going to lay down on the table face down, and you're going to do a leg curl, or maybe 20 pounds. I couldn't even pick it up.
Huh.
I said, well,
really?
What's going on? She said, well, let me tell you. Now you're going to lay. I said, okay, you got my attention. So I wasn't eating right. I thought I was.
Right.
And my body was all out of whack, and I needed to eat some real food, and I need to get my stomach down.
Yeah.
I was eating too much meat. I wasn't getting enough fiber. My thyroid was kind of low. My iron was pretty bad. But I didn't realize my iron deficiency until later. I'm going to tell you about that later. But once she told me that, I started researching on how to eat. About 2 years later, I met this guy in the outfield. He was eating these bald eggs, and he was throwing a yellow away. I said, "Why are you doing that?" He said, "Well, I want to keep my cholesterol down. I'm just going to eat the white." I said, right. I said, "What kind of food you eating?" He said, "Well, I'm on a whole food diet." I said, "What's that?" Well, he kind of looked at me and laughed and said, I said, "Well, look, I grew up on fried fish, fried chicken, steak, potatoes with gravy, extra gravy, because in Louisiana we like a lot of gravy, a lot of salt, okay, a lot of sodium, mm-hmm, a lot of pepper, starches like macaroni gravy with the bread, you know, so all thing I knew. I didn't know anything about Whole Foods because, you know, that's kind of what I grew up. So once he told me that, I started visiting the Whole Foods store and like, okay, this is what you got to eat. You got to have kind of balance things out, drink some water. So right. I got off the soda water, diet soda, kind of got that out of my diet. About a year later, let me back up. When my daughter was born, my oldest daughter, the doctor took her off of the milk and he put her on some soy milk. And I asked him if adults can drink it. He said, sure. So after I tried it, it kind of felt good, and my stomach didn't have that kind of, it's like a harsh feeling. I said, well, you know what? I said, Doc, you know, I want to switch. So for 12 years, I've been on soy milk because that's how old my daughter is. So that's why I switched it. So that's when I stopped drinking whole milk.
Good.
I started learning about, you know, how to eat, and got off of the regular milk, got off of the diet drinks, got off of the soda, period. About 2 years ago, I got off of the red meat because I had a colonoscopy and I had some sludge in my gallbladder. And the doctor said, look, I'm going to give you a list of things to cut back on your diet. I said, how about if I just cut out red meat? And he looked at me and said, yeah, I'm going to do that. I don't want to come back. I like you, but I don't want to come back. So.
Yes, exactly. I like you, but I don't want to see you again.
I don't want to see you again. I had to have a colonoscopy, and also at the same time, my gallbladder was acting up. So that was a few years ago. And so I gave up the red meat about 2 years ago, feeling better about that. Let me tell you about my iron deficiency. I learned about my iron deficiency when I tried to donate blood for my father-in-law. He's dead now, about 5 years. But when he was in the hospital, I went to donate some blood. It was about maybe 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And they did the test. You know how they do, get a little sample and they kind of shake it up and say, well, everything is fine. Well, I donated the blood, I was starting to get cold. And I asked him, you know, you got something warm to drink, you know? And he said, well, just drink some Coke, you know, just maybe your sugar's kind of low. I said, all right. So I drank a little cup of Coca-Cola or something.
Right.
And I started getting cold. I said, let me just lay down. So they gave me a blanket. I said, look, I'm freezing. So they gave me about two blankets, and it didn't help. So what they did, they gave me about three blankets. They put me on a wheelchair, and they rolled me outside. And really? It was about 90 degrees outside and about 80% humidity. And I was just shaking like a leaf, man. It was during the summer.
Really?
Yeah. I was just like I was in Antarctica. So about 20 minutes later, they gave me a cup of coffee. Well, right after I drank the coffee, I started to sweat. And then I passed out.
Really?
Yeah. Then they brought in the medics. They did the EKG. And then they rushed me to the hospital. They did a CAT scan. And they ran some other tests. And they told me never again, never ever donate blood again. I said, why? He said, well, you got low blood. I said, I didn't know that. So, I didn't stop shaking until about maybe 6 o'clock that night, that afternoon.
That right.
So, yeah, I can't give blood. That's how I learned that I was iron deficient. So now, after that, I start taking like an iron supplement, like a pill. I added that to my multivitamin.
Right.
So. That's how I learned out that was iron deficiency, kind of like the hard way. So I can't donate blood, but I got to have iron intake, iron supplement.
Right.
And once I learned how to eat, well, I learned how to exercise. It's not always, you know, having the big arms and small legs. It's kind of, you got to have the whole body, the whole package, because the body has to, the legs complements the back, which complements the chest and the shoulders. So all of that is important. So once I start studying and I learned from the lady who was doing a rehab, you know, hey, look, you got to work out your legs, your toes, and all of that to make sure everything fits well. Well, I started doing it after a couple of years. I was able to jump again. And right now I can walk up to a washing machine and jump on top of it about five or six times. So.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I'm.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. So that's kind of how I got into... to help. It was actually from a back injury. during the rehab.
Unbelievable. Now, but what are you doing about your iron deficiency? Are you? I know you're taking a pill, but are you also eating better?
Yeah, actually, I don't take the pills anymore. I replace all my my vitamins with a seaweed because it's from the ocean and it has every vitamin and mineral in it. And I drink that once a day. And it has my enough iron in it to take care of what I need.
Okay. All right. So your nutrition changed.
Yes, I did. And I don't eat red meat. I eat chicken.
No red meat.
Yeah, chicken, sausage, and maybe pork for the holidays.
Okay.
I take a meal replacement in the morning.
Okay.
Along with a banana.
Right.
And some cashew milk. That's what I like.
Cashew milk.
That's what I drink. And then for lunch, I maybe eat like a sandwich or a salad with some chicken, something kind of light. And then when I get at home, I just eat whatever the wife cooks. But no more red meat.
Whatever your wife cooks. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I done removed the red meat out of my diet because it was too hard to digest.
Yeah.
So to keep it simple, I just kind of cut it. I said, like, you know what, I'm not going to eat it at all.
Okay, good. So this is good, though. I mean, you changed your whole diet. You're exercising. So what about your stomach? Did you lose the weight in your stomach?
Yes, I did, finally. I needed a probiotic and some fiber, and I kind of I've taken care of that as well. So I was missing the fiber and the probiotics, and at the same time, I was eating a lot of red meat, and so I was kind of fighting myself because I would go with normal stool movement to constipation to normal stool movement to constipation. Yeah. I was like, man, this is crazy. So
exactly. That's
kind of how I got it normal now.
It's perfect, though, man. I thank you. I applaud you, man, because you took action, changed your diet, added more fiber to your diet,
yes.
You know.
Uh-huh.
You drink a lot more water,
uh-huh.
Okay? Cut down the red meat, which most people don't realize how toxic that can be anyway, and it takes longer to digest in your body. So
mm-hmm.
That's really good. So let's talk about your online company.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about that. Now, where'd you get the name? How'd it get started?
Yeah, Tenacity Shop. I wanted something. I'm pretty a creative person. I don't know why. Sometimes my mind just takes off. I said, you know what? I want people to go around. I want them to go buy some attitude, positive attitude with Tenacity.
Yeah.
So I went through all the logins. The only thing that was available was Tenacity Shop. I said, I'm going to use that. And that's what I'm going to call my store, Tenacity Shop. Go buy you some Tenacity.
Okay.
That's where it came from.
And how long has it been in existence now?
2 years.
2 years. And talk more about the company itself. What do you sell and why do you sell? I know it's motivational clothing.
Yeah.
Talk more about that.
All right. I'm going to go back to my teenage years. I used to visit my aunt in New Orleans. She's my godmother. And she gave me this book. She said, look, it's called Daily Affirmations. It helps you get through life.
Yeah.
I'm a naturally curious person. So I kind of read the whole book. She said, no, just kind of read a little bit every day. You know, every day just wake up, just read, you know, a little quote.
Hmm.
I'm like, okay, fine. So I just kind of read that. I was a teenager reading Daily Affirmations. It was a purple or like a bluish purple book. I forgot the name. And while I was in trade school, my instructor was a bodybuilder. He said, you can get through life by having a positive mental attitude. I said, not in my neighborhood. He said, well, you got to read this book and you got to change your thought. I said, no, that doesn't work. And he said, yes, it does. I said, okay, who told you that? He said, well, go read this book. So I read that book and I got addicted. So I started reading other books. Before you know it, my own quotes just kept popping out of my head. And I was telling people these ideas. Say, hey, man, look, why don't you do this and this and that? And it was like a positive quote. He said, where'd you get that from? I said, I don't know. It just came out of my head. And after about a year, I said, you know what? I'm going to start writing these things down.
Right.
So I came up with one. And I said, man, I'm going to use that. I'm going to get a trademark. And while I was doing that, I came up with Don't Stagnate, Accelerate. I said, you know what, I'm going to put the first one on the back burner, and I'm going to use my second thought, Don't Stagnate, Accelerate. So I did that. I filed a trademark. I didn't use any attorney. I did everything myself. I went through LegalZoom. And Don't Stagnate, Accelerate is my trademark. I own that. I have the rights to put that on mouse pads, T-shirts.
I like that, yeah.
Polo shirts and hoodies and mouse pads, bandanas.
Right.
And that's kind of how it happened because I was reading all these books and all these motivational quotes kept popping in my head.
Right.
I was like, okay, I'm going to just write this down and I'm going to just go with one and see what happens. So my second option was Don't Stagnate, Accelerate. And that's kind of how that happened.
Right. I like that, though. Don't stagnate, accelerate.
Yeah, it's like
right?
the dirty water in the dish that's not moving compared to the stream with all the salmon and all the oxygen in the water that's moving.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it is. If you're in the ditch, you're just kind of sitting there, just kind of rotting away. Or you could be in the stream getting oxygen and be full of life and abundant.
Exactly, exactly. Now, what kind of materials are your clothes made out of?
Right now, I have cotton, and I'm okay. I have a seamstress. She's doing some embroidery, and I'm waiting for that to get completed. But everything is cotton right now.
Okay, everything is cotton. And you also have mouse pads.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that I do myself. I call it, if you look at the line in the wheel, I call it courage in the wheel of progress. When I looked at that, really? I said, man, I'm feeling it. And I said, I gotta. And then I thought about it. I said, you know what? I like progress. I'm a productive person. I'm going to call it courage from the line and then a wheel of progress. And that's kind of where I got my image from.
Very nice. Nice. I actually visited the website, so I like what I saw. That was really nice. Now, also, how do you promote your company, Leonard?
Oh, right now I go on Facebook and I just talk to people and I wear the clothes. I didn't do the ad campaign yet, but I'm considering it. I'm just kind of looking at all options, but mostly Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, and Pinterest. I'm on social media.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
And also, I do, you know the little tags when you buy a shirt or something in the mall and you got the little clothing tags with the name of it?
Right.
Well, I make those. I do my own tags, and then I may go to a party or somebody that has like a there was a function, a motivational function for the media in Chicago. There's a lady, she does these, it's like a motivational show for kids. And I sponsored it. I gave them some tags and some bandanas, and that's one way I got the word out. Another one is a party. They had some goodie bags. I made up some tags, and I put those in the goodie bags.
Yes.
That's the two.
Definitely. So you're branding as much as you can, right?
Yes.
Putting your brand out there.
And I just came up with this other idea I made up, like this, like a slushy machine with my logo on it, and I can make like there's a party, I'm going to put in my healthy drink along with some vodka, and you can drink that, and while you're drinking, you can see my logo on the slushy machine, like a margarita machine. I just made that up this morning. So
really?
I'm pretty creative, yeah.
Exactly. You're very creative.
Yeah.
That's what it takes.
And also associating with the right people. Once you do that, man, things will open up. You'd be surprised at what you can accomplish when you associate with some inspiring people and people that's going somewhere. And,
exactly.
And it just kind of fuels your fire. Whatever you do, it doesn't matter what it is. But having a good association counts if you're going somewhere.
You're right. And what you said before, don't stagnate, accelerate.
Yeah.
You know? If you're with the right people, there will be no stagnation. You will always be moving forward.
Yeah.
Correct? So yeah. I think networking, Leonard, is the key, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I agree with it.
Networking, man. Getting your brand out there, meeting various people, going to various events, talking up what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you have business cards as well, correct?
Oh, also, I didn't get a chance to do it. Christmas cards. If you ever notice, I got a weekly motivational quote.
Really?
Yeah, the weekly motivational quote. You're going to see my picture to the side. At first, I started with a bandana. As I call it, the motivational bandit. I took one of my bandanas and I covered my face. And I had a motivational quote. And I had the motivational bandit quote of the week. And I'll put that on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Yeah. It's on my Facebook page.
It's on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tenacity Shop Facebook. Go ahead.
Okay, okay. But what are your goals for 2015, then? What's the goals for you and tenacityshop.com?
I want to add on to the brand. I'm going to add on towels, monogram towels, bags.
Okay.
And also, I want to add my own line of seasoning because I don't like the pepper stuff. I don't like, you know, the seasoning that's on the shelf. So I make my own blend. And then I'm going to go ahead and package that up, and I'm going to add that to the list.
Well, that might be one of your best ideas, Leonard.
A lot of people tell me that. But I tell myself, I can't eat the stuff that's on the shelf. They just I want to taste my food. I don't want it overwhelming and overcomplicated with seasoning.
Yes.
That's not the idea. So.
Yes.
And I'm from Louisiana. We like to eat, so.
Yeah. That sounds really good, like it has legs. Keep me abreast of that once you develop your seasoning. I might want to try some.
Okay, no problem. I'll send you a sample. I already have it mailed me. So what I did, I put some stickers on them. So when I'm online, I'm doing social media pictures. I put my logo on the seasoning bottle and I put it in the background.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea, man. So don't sleep on it, okay?
Okay.
Don't sleep on it. Yeah. Now, getting back to your clothing, your online store, what are the prices like for your T-shirts and your caps and stuff?
Okay, my long sleeve shirt is $25. It's a logo with a line and a wheel, and on top of it, you got Don't Stagnate, Accelerate. Mouse pads are $12. And I'm waiting on my seamstress to finish with the other. I have a white V-neck for women, but I don't want to put it on there because it's not done yet. I'm waiting for her to finish up on that. And once I get that going, I'm going to add on some regular T-shirts for in the summer.
Okay.
And also in January, I'm going to have me some long sleeve hoodies, some hooded shirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. I like the hoodies, man.
And,
I like that.
And it's going to be embroidered with the Don't Stagnate, Accelerate with a little line and a wheel at the bottom.
Yo, it's catchy, man. I like it. I like it a lot, you know? And so let me ask you this, though. How can my listeners find out more about your company?
Okay. I'm on Pinterest, Twitter.
Right.
Google Plus, Leonard Viltz, Facebook, Tenacity Shop, and also on the web, tenacityshop.com.
Okay, that's your website?
Yes.
Tenacityshop.com, correct. Yes, I actually was there. I visited that place. It's wonderful. And I'm sure you're going to be adding more product there soon.
Yes, I am. I'm just waiting for the products that I'm working on now. I'm waiting for that to come back whenever it's finished. And then once I put that on, then I'm going to add on to it again.
Okay, good, man. And don't hesitate to let me know here at the Body Scope of New York, 6 weeks of Fitness, what you're doing. I'd like to stay in touch with you and actually see some of your product, and maybe if I can help you promote it,
great.
The better.
Not a problem, man. Not a problem.
You know?
I can send you some stuff.
So do you have anything else you'd like to share with my listeners?
Oh, man, take care of yourself. Associate with people that's going somewhere. No matter what you do in life, the condition of your health will determine how well you do it.
Excellent, Leonard. Thank you, man. And on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com. Or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.